Okay, today's daf is daf 100, daf kuf here in the Yerushalmi and Shabbos as we start parak Kol HaKelim, 17th parak here in Masechta Shabbos. So we discussed back in the third parak a number of issues of muksa. We spoke about muksa machbas gufo, and we spoke about buses that came up. This parak has a lot to do with kli shemalachto l'isser, Rambam Shabbos. And klisha malachto laheter, and the different types of kalim and different types of purposes why one would move them. So as we have mentioned, some put this within the world of muksa, and some has a separate idea. Many muksas existed very early in history. We mentioned right when David HaMelech died, Shlomo HaMelech already, you know, had to ask a shayla that David HaMelech's body was muksa machbas gufo. How could I move it? Maybe I can move it with a kikirotino, putting a non-muksa item on top of it. So you already see muksa machbas gufo was a very early din. At some point in history, as we'll see, in the days of Nehemiah, the Gemara is going to say here and in the Bavli, Chazal saw that there was rampant chil Shabbos, so they tried to limit it by ossering certain types of tiltal of kalim. And there are different types of kalim and different types of different reasons for tiltal. So, what types of kelim are there? There's kli shemalachto l'isser and kli shemalachto l'heter. Right, a kli that's usually used for a malacha, a pen, a stapler, a scissors, a car maybe, and a kli shemalachto and maybe a telephone, and a kli shemalachto l'heter. Kli shemalachto l'heter is a spoon, a bowl, something that's usually used for mutter purposes. What if most of the time it's used for does kli shemalachto l'isser mean all? Does it mean rove isser? Okay, it's a discussion in the poskim. But all of that, there are limitations in terms of how and why one is allowed to move them. So again, you have these kalim, and then there are different stages in history, as we'll see, which is more fleshed out by the Bavli than the Yerushalmi here on the first daf of this parak. But there are three different reasons why I might move something, a kli. Either I might move it l'sarach gufo, I want to use it for a mutter purpose. I'm not l'sarach makomo, I don't want to use it at all. I need a spot where it is. So I could take a scissors, which is a kli shemalachto l'isser, to use it to cut chicken. So that's called kli shemalachto l'isser, moving it l'sarach gufo. I could move a pen off of the table because I want to put a plate down there. That's l'sarach makomo. That's the next level down. And then there's what's called mechama l'tzel, from the sun to the shade. That's the phrase used to mean I want to move it for the protection of the item itself. Let's say I have a very fancy pen left outside on the table, and I'm worried that it might get stolen, so I'm going to bring it inside. Not because I'm going to use it for anything mutter, not because I need the place, but I don't want it to get stolen. So I can be ma'arim. I can use a little trickery, and you know, I want to save it, but I'll put something out there to make it a sarach makomo. One's allowed to do that. It's okay. But you have to really do it to make it into a zar makomo, to make it mutter. But those are the three. Kli shemalachto l'isser, kli shemalachto l'heter, mechabel etzel. And we paskin, the maskana is that we paskin that a kli shemalachto l'isser can be moved directly. The zar gufo, the zar makomo, and a kli shemalachto l'heter even more. But a kli shemalachto l'isser cannot be moved mechama l'tzel. Right? That's the, maskana of the Gemara. So if you look at the beginning of Shin Ches, Shin Ches is the simin about muksa. Simchet and 52 seifim. The Shulchan Aruch starts off with what we've touched on already, but it's going to come up again. Muksa machbas chesron kiss. Those are kalim that are not allowed to be moved at all because a person is machbed about not using them for any other purpose other than his designated purpose. That's not allowed to be moved. And the Shulchan Aruch's language is afilu l'tzarach makomo l'tzarach gufo. Right, which he's alluding to the fact that there are other kalim that you can move l'sarach gufo l'sarach makomo. That is sif aleph, but in sif gimel again, this is the maskana already. But we're going to see the background in the daf today. This is just a little introduction. Says the Shulchan Aruch in sif gimel, kli shemalachto l'isser mutter l'taltalo v'im nishtamish l'isser meizam ben hashmashos v'chulu ben l'sarach gufo. You're allowed to move l'sarach gufo. Go kurdish also havim on a fachim l'tzor be'agosim, taking a hammer to crush nuts. Kardom lachtobot vela, a saw to cut figs. Bein lezorach makomo. That is shetzorach l'shtamish b'makom shakli munach sham. You need the spot where the kli is. So one is allowed to move it for those purposes. Umuter lo litol misham alanicha beiz makom shiyirtze. And I can move it from that spot, and once it's in my hand, I can move it to wherever I want, again, an important discussion. Aval mecham aletzel dainu shein etzorach letaltol el b'vadech sheyari sheyishaver o yiganev sham aser. Right, that is the Shulchan Aruch that klisha machto leiser cannot be moved mechama letzel. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah quotes bein letzorach gufa bein letzorach bekomo can be moved u'mayri she'ein lo kli. Heter latash mizeh di lavachi enlo l'shamish beklizeh. The Mishnah Berurah does say that lechadchila, if you could use a klishim atel heter for something, you know, might as well not move a klishim atel iser. Right? If you could use a klishim atel heter, but that's his approach. And then he discusses maybe something that we'll get to machlokas with the Gra and Magen Avraham about once you have, if you anytime you have muksa in your hand, if you pick that muksa by mistake, could you move it wherever you want? Or just the klishim lachta leiser that you had a heter to pick up, you can move it wherever you want. Okay, but either way, that is an important, that's the maskan of the Gemara. The Ramah continues, just the sif is open already, so let's just continue reading. The Ramah says, kol muksa eino ella usser ella bitil tulo. Muksa is only usser to move. Aval benegia ba'alma she'eino menadnado shari. The Ramah says, Beferish, there is no iser to touch muksa. Right? There is only iser to moving muksa. To moving muksa. V'lachein mutter ligab b'menorah shebeis haknesa, sheneiros dokos lav, you're allowed to touch the lamp that the hard, stable, not moving lamp that the candles are lit in shul, obetaner shedolig bo'esh, v'lachein mutter likach dover heter hamunach al dover muksa. If you have a dover heter on top of a dover muksa, you can pick it up, even though it's going to end up touching the dover muksa, that is okay. There is, I think did we mention this recently, or maybe I wanted to mention it in the last year. Maybe I ran out of time. And that is, there is a Shulchan Aruch later on. The Shulchan Aruch later on discusses what about covering, and based on Yerushalmi, that the covering an egg, right? The Shulchan Aruch talks about, I think we had this recently also, that one shouldn't, let me see if I could find it. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mutter lechapo in sifav. Sifav shin yud sifav. Talks about, covering an egg. Mutter lechapo zlov kli ubavachlo yigabo. Right? You can cover an egg with a bowl as long as you don't touch it. As long as you don't touch it. So the question is, what do you mean? The Ramah just said there's no easier of touching muksa. Right? Shin ches sif gimel. The Ramah says there's no easier of touching muksa. And here the Shulchan Aruch shin yud quotes, you're not allowed to touch the muksa with the bowl. So machlokes achronim. What exactly is the pshat of this Yerushalmi, which the Ramah quotes? The Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Avagav to Mutu Ligab Muksa, the Mishnah Berurah says, even though you're allowed to touch Muksa, here we're talking about an egg. And an egg, if you touch an egg, you're going to move the egg. Right? There's no not moving the egg if you touch it. That's why. Fundamentally, you're allowed to touch Muksa. You're not allowed to move Muksa. But the egg, the problem is going to be that if you touch it, you move it. And that's why the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch says here, it's a problem. The other pshat, the Shumas Hadeshen, we don't paskin like the Shumas Hadeshen maker, the Shumas Hadeshen says no. Maybe you're generally allowed to touch muksa. But if the touching of the muksa is for the Dvar muksa, so then that's not allowed. You're only allowed to touch muksa if you, the reason for touching it is not for the dvar muksa. You need to lean on it for, to help yourself, or you want to put some non-muksa item down. But if it's letzorach, dvar muksa, then that's what the Shulchan Aruch says there. You're not allowed to even touch it. But again, we paskin, make or din, like the other, approaches, the Magen Mishnah, that's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah there, and that is, you're allowed to touch any muksa, even letzorach, dvar hamuksa. So that's a little bit of introduction, but again, there's a lot. Let's continue. Let's start, and then we'll see. Says the Perek, Kol HaKelim, bottom of Tzadi Tesma Beis. As we get into the 100th daf here of Masechta Shabbos in the Yerushalmi, Kol HaKelim, Nitalim B'Shabbos. All Kelim can be moved on Shabbos. V'dal Soseini Mayan, and their doors. If a kli has a door, the door is considered part of the kli. So we'll see. That's a pasha. We'll see what the chiddush is. You got to move the doors with them. Ava mishas parka b'Shabbos. Even though the door became detached on Shabbos, the door is still not muksa because it's usable. The eno, maybe it's meant to be taken off and put back in. So it's what's called derech tashmisho. But it's part of the kli. And it's not part of a similar to the door of a house when the door of the house would come off, that you wouldn't be able to move around. Lefish inam minamuchan. Those are not called minamuchan. Those do not have the status of kli. When they're attached to the house, then you can move them as part of the house. It's meant to be done and undone and opened and closed. But once it is detached, then it is not meant to be used for anything else, and therefore that would be muksa. Says the Gemara, Kolak Kelim Ben Tolam B'Shabbos Achulu, Dalsos Habayis Deruba, the Dalsos Hakelim Deruba. Ruba here means like Rabusa. The Karbonator says Rabusa. There's a Chiddush. There's a Chiddush on the first line of the Mishnah that talks about doors of Kelim, and there's a Chiddush in the second line of the Mishnah, the doors of the house. Right, the opposite order in the Gemara. Dalsos Habayis Deruba, the Dalsos Hakelim Deruba. Dalsos Habayis Deruba. There's a Chiddush regarding the second line of the Mishnah. The Dalsos Habayis, that the doors of the house are not min hamuchan, right? They're a muksa. Afal pi shenis parku me'erev Shabbos. The chiddush of that line is that even if the doors of the house became detached before Shabbos, also tatal b'Shabbos, you're still not allowed to be metalta. You might have thought if they became detached before Shabbos, then I could kind of designate them ready to use for something else. And it's not like nolad, that something happened new on Shabbos. I detached them, they became detached before Shabbos, and they could be used for a tray, they could be used for carrying things on. So I might have said that that's not muksa. Kamash b'lan, that's muksa. Because you don't use it for anything else. And therefore, it doesn't have the status of a kli. It's just the door of a house. And therefore, it's going to be muksa. Good. Is that, what type of muksa is that? Probably muksa machmas gufo. That's muksa gufo. You're not going to use it for anything else. Or a chesron kiss. Dalsos ha kalim deruba. And the first line of the Mishnah is also a chiddush, that the doors of kalim, are mutter. Afal pishas baku bishabas, ditelem bishabas. The chiddush for that is that even if it came detached on Shabbos, and you might think, oh, it's a new state, it's nolad. And, it cannot be moved because it was not muchan when Shabbos started in this state. No, that's all, that's mutter that you might have thought it's also betilto kamash v'lan. That's the chiddush of that line. Period. The fishenim in a muchan, the ein tashmishan ela al gabe hakarka. And their tashmish, their use is only al gabe karka. And therefore, as the carbonator says, lav kleininu. They're not called a kli. And if someone doesn't have the status of a kli, it's in the world of muksa. We mentioned a couple of days ago the four different approaches of the Rambam and the Ravid. Rambam quotes three, Ravid quotes one, in terms of muksa. In terms of muksa, we did mention, again, we're going to have it right now, but we mentioned that there is a conceptual question whether you put this whole discussion of klisha malatul iser within the world of muksa. Remember, muksa can't be moved. Period. You can move muksa only in an unusual way or an indirect way. What's called tiltum anatzad or tiltum begufo. Tiltum anatzad is, I move it with, I'm in bed, tiltum anatzad, and there's a muksa thing on my blanket, and I get into the bed, and then it slides off as I get into the bed, and the blanket moves. That's tiltum anatzad. Tiltum begufo is if I move something with my elbow, I move it directly to motivar muksa, not through something else. And the difference is between the two. Whether it's Lesorach Dover HaMuksa or not. But you might have thought that that's by regular Muksa. By regular, by all the other types of Muksa. Machmas Gufa, Muksa Machmasr and Kiss, and Nolad, and, but Kalisha Malatul Isser, you might put it in a separate category. Some Achronim say that's not Muksa, that's Gezerah of Tiltul Kalim. The Gemara here, talks about the Kalim. Again, it had a separate, time period when it was, instituted. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Ches, Shulchan Aruch kind of puts it all together, some of these Kalim and here we'll have, a overlap between the different types of Kalim. So let's see what the historical question was. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Elazar. But we show now you call a Kalim and tell him a Shabbos. Originally, all Kalim. Oh, and also just to mention, one of the reasons that the Rambam mentions in his three reasons of muksa is because if you handle kalim, you might come to do malacha with them. It's one of the reasons. So it seems like clearly the Rambam is putting klisha malachta l'isser as part of the larger category of muksa. Okay, so Belazar says, Berishona, you call a kalim originally, all kalim can be moved on Shabbos. What's the matter? You can move all types of kalim, you don't have to get any malacha. Kivan shenech shadu lios mechalan yam tovim v'shabbosos, since there was a chshad, people stopped properly keeping Shabbos. People were mechalal Shabbos. Adu Dechsiv, and this is what the Pasuk says, in Nechemiah, B'yam Mahema, and even though the Pasuk only speaks about Shabbos, there must have been Mesorah, that this was also Yatif, B'yam Mahema, Reisi, Behuda, Dorchim, Gisos, Beshabbos, people were crushing their, were in their presses on Shabbos. Umivim, I'm just adding some words. Umivim ha'aramos va'omsim alachamorim. These are load up their donkeys. V'af yain anavim uteinim v'chol masa umivim Yerushalayim b'yom haShabbos v'yoid b'yom michram tzayid. Right? They used to do business and bring stuff to carry up all their wares. This is what Nechemiah saw. So v'asar alakol, he said, you have to go to the other extreme. He asered all kalim. He said, you can't handle any kalim on Shabbos. Again, we'll see, except for like two or three that he left out, like a fork and a knife that you need to eat. But all other kalim, Nechemiah said, are usher. He saw what was going on. All the malacha of Jorchim Bagat and Hotzah, Kimachin Nigduru, as people started following halacha more, Hayimatirin Lahem, so then they started little by little to allow it again, Vaholchin, Achi Tiulahen Esakol, until they allowed everything. Until they allowed all the kalim again. What does all mean again? So again, this is where the Bavli is a little more specific. The Bavli has two dais here. Along the way, as they matered, they only matered certain types of kalim for certain types of purposes. If you look in Kuf Chav Gimel on the base, in the Bavli, we hold like Rava, Elamah Rava, Hitiru Davar Shemalakto Leheter. First they started matering Kli Shemalakto Leheter. Spoons and knives and forks and maybe even some of the ones that they didn't matter originally. Balancer gufo, balancer pakomo. The chazru v'itiru mechama letzel. Then they said you can move klishmal de laheter for its own purpose. The chazru v'itiru dover shemlata leisser. Letzor gufo, letzor pakomo. In mechama letzel, no. Right? So that's where it ended. Right? That's where it ended. Klishmal de laisser, klishmal de laheter is mutter all. Klishmal de laisser is mutter zor gufo, ulotzor pakomo. Adain ad vadam echa, na pashne b'nei adam, v'chul. Good. Chutz, back to our Gemara. Chutz, the only, but they still left out certain types of kelim. Chutz ben amasar agadol, v'yaseh shal machresha. The big saw and the peg that went into the plow, those are chesron kis. Those are special types of fancy kelim that would never be used for anything else. And therefore, those stayed usser. Those stayed usser. Rabbi Yossi Omar af hatziporin, right, another type of fancy kli that wasn't used for anything else. Right, the Karmanei that says it was sharp, some type of pegs that were sharp, and you were makbid on the sharpness, not to use it for anything else. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Afa Hogin, also the Hogin, the an anchor that you throw into the sea. So those are also, these types of kalim are muksamachos chesor kis, therefore they cannot be moved at all. There is a Rav Hirsch in Vayakel. Vayakel, right, there's some of the Haftorah there has to do with this, not Nechemiah, because, right, we don't read Ksuvim for Haftorah, as we learned in the previous parak. But on Vayakel, towards the beginning of Vayakel, Rav Hirsch has a thought where he notes that much of the Psukim there in Nechemiah talk about the Isra of Hotza'ah. That's what Klai Yisrael weren't following. So, we've mentioned in the past, Hotzah, Malacha, Geruah is a different type of Malacha than all other types of Malachas. But there he reflects that Hotzah is a different type of message than all the other Malachas. He quotes from based on Pesukim in Yirmiyahu. According to Yirmiyahu, keeping Shabbos comprises Isser Hotzah as well as Isser Malacha. If we look for the common idea which underlies all other Malachas, they all show the position of man as master of matter, of all things of the physical world. Right? Generally, Malachas are creation. I'm bailim on the creation, but Hotza'ah is an affair purely of the social world. The whole idea of social life, of living not isolated, but in a community, in a state, cannot be represented more fully than by the relation of the individual to the community and the community to the individual. What the individual has to give to the community and what the community gives and does for the individual. V'chulu, what he takes out from his private to the public and what he brings back in from the public to the private. Hachnasa, Hotzah and Achnasa reflect the social relationships that we have, not the power that we, our power of creation. If accordingly, the Isra of all other malachas express the idea that man subordinates the use of his power over matter to the will of God, man as a creator, all other malachas, I'm not a creator on Shabbos, the Isra of Hotzah may well express the idea of man's placing his social life too under the dictates of the laws of God. Ben Adam Machavera. The former is the acknowledgement of God in nature, the latter in history and human affairs. The one places man's work in nature and on matter under the rule of God. The other is work in the state under the same rule. So he talks about the different messages of Hotzah and all the other malachas. Okay. And that's why these psukim also discuss that as well in Nehemiah, but even clearer in Yirmiyahu. We continue. Meducha, a type of mortar that you crush garlic with, im yesh bashu metaltel nasa. If there is garlic in it, then you can be metaltel it. V'imlave metaltel nasa. If not, you cannot be metaltel it. Right? Because Rev Brisa seems to say that that is not such a klisha malachto le'isser. You know, maybe it's chester and kiss, and therefore it has to have the shum in it for you to be metaltel. If it's a small one that you can go on a table, then it's like a bowl, and you can be metaltel it b'shabbos. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yila b'shem Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yaakov, Baracha b'shem Rabbi Lazar, Kodim Lataras Kelim Shanu. This brice that we just said about the crushers, this must have been, those are klishim malachto le'issers. So it must be before the heter. Before the heter of Kalim was promulgated. And therefore, that's why this price says usser. But again, nowadays, it would be mutter to move the meducha. Taman taninan, four other examples where we're going to have mishnayos that talk about isurim to move Kalim. And we're going to explain, oh, that was all before the gzera was matered. Taman taninan, first a mishnah in Kalim. Kalustera. Kalustera is a door bolt. Like they used to lock the doors in the days of old. They had these bolts where one half is on the door, one half is on the wall. They used to push it through the hole to bolt the door. So it was like a pipe with a little ball at the end of it. So klustera, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, shom to be Pesach zu, v'tol b'chaver b'shabbos. If you want to move the door bolt from one door to another, you can take it and you drag it from one doorway through a chatzer to another doorway. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, harayu kachal akelim, v'tatel as b'chatzer. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, just pick it up. Don't drag it, pick it up and move it from one to another. So the Gemara says, what are we talking about here? Why would Rabbi Yeshua limit it in the Mishnah? Why would he have to drag it? Why can't you just pick it up and move it? Tebei Rabbi Yanai Amri, b'chatzer shlo irva, he must isan. Right, it must be the Mishnah's talking about a case where there's a chatzer where there was no Erev made, as we know, Erev chatzer. So it's an isan derabanan to carry things from the house to the chatzer. So he said, you can't do it in the normal way, so you could drag it. You could drag it. So Gemara says, one says, in Mechatzah Shalom Irva, if it's a chatzah that was not mu'urav, hadahi de taninan, then how does Reb Tarfon say, how are you kachal achel mutals b'chatzah? How does Reb Tarfon say mutter then? He can't just pick it up. He also this is a drabanan. So Gemara answers, Reb Yossi, b'shem Reb Yirmiyah, Reb Chananya, matiba b'shem Reb Elazar, kodam ataras kelem shanu. No, it's not talking about, there was an Erev. It's not talking about the issue of Hotzah. The issue is one of Muksa. So it was talking about before the heter of Hataras Kalim. That's why Rabbi Shua says you gotta drag it. So Gemara says, okay, what about Rabbi Tarfon? Kalim Shanu, if it's before the heter, that is at the time of the Isser, so why would Rabbi Tarfon say it's all mutter? Gemara answers, Kishlosha Kalim Amitalta Machatzer, because Rabbi Tarfon held that this door bolt was like the basic Kalim that the Chachamim never assered. Right, they never asked her. Elohim, sakin ketana, a little knife to cut your food with. Maksor shel tfeila, a little, cutter to cut the figs. Vizume listra, and a little ladle to skim off some of the fat from the pot. Those were never, you needed those to live. So Rabbi Tarfon says, this door bolt also, you needed it to live, and therefore it was never asked, even before the Zman of Hataras Kalim. Good. Next, v'chatzotzros, we learned in Maseches Shabbos that before Shabbos, they used to blow shofars. They used to blow shofars, let everybody know that it was Shabbos was coming. First, they blew a first early set to tell people to come in from the field. Then they blew another set. The third set was blown right before Shabbos. So what did they do with the shofars? They blew the second before Shabbos, they have the shofar in their hand. So what'd they do with the shofars? Here it says chatzotzos, but it really means shofars. The chatzotzos, tokei hashlishis barosh agag, the third blow they blow at the top of the roof. Umanichem b'koma, then they put it down. They put it down. They have to leave it there. You can't move it at all because it's Shabbos. The Gemara says velo klihu, but isn't it a kli? Right? This is a kli shemal delisser. You could use a shofar for drinking from, pouring water in and drinking it. Use it as a straw. So why do you have to put it down? It's a kli shemal delisser. Amar abudin kol dantaras kelim shanu. Okay, that was during the pre the heter of Nehemiah. So that's why it was Aser. Reb Zeir, so far we said that about the Mishnah in Kalim and the Mishnah here in the discussion in Shabbos. Two more. Reb Zeir, Reb Shem, Reb Elazar. Ka'nimu Maklos. Kodim Ataras Kalim Chashanu. What's Ka'nimu Maklos? Ka'nim are the little pegs that were on the Shulchan. in the Shulchan, in the Beis HaMikdash, or in the Mishkan, they had the 12 lechem apanim, and instead of having the lechem apanim sit on each other, because then it would get mushy, and they wouldn't be fresh, so they had these little pegs that they put in between the chalas, in between the matzahs, so that they would stay fresh. But originally they said those are not allowed to be put in on Shabbos. Shabbos is the day that the lechem apanim was switched. So Shabbos, you put it in and you took off the old and you put in the new without these things on in between originally. So they would sit on top of each other. And after Shabbos, you'd put these things in so the air could go in. But that Isser, it was only before Ataras Kalim. Right? Once they Matar Kalim, then you were allowed to put the things in between. And Maklos. Maklos are the sticks. Meaning on Erev Pesach, Korban Pesach, that was the busiest day of the year in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Erev Pesach, everybody's bringing their karbanos. And you have to skin the animal in order to get out the fats, in order to burn it. So how they skin the animal? So they had these hooks in the Beis HaMikdash, but if there weren't enough hooks, they gave out these poles that you put on the your shoulder and going over to your friend's shoulder. You hung the animal on this pole, and then you skin the animal, or a third person skin the animal while you're holding it on your shoulders. But what if there weren't enough? Or what if it wasn't enough? Then you used to use your hands, stick their hands on each other's shoulders. But what if it was Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos? So originally you couldn't use these pegs; you had to use your hands. Why? These kalim muksa. So again, that was also kodim hadaras kalim shanu. Once they matered that, the whole gzeira, these are no worse than a klishim lachta l'isser, and therefore they, or maybe even klishim lachta l'heter, and therefore you would be able to use it on Shabbos. So again, there's a lot to talk about the Shulchan and about the Karban Pesach, but we'll continue for now. Levach and Shalsvina, these boards that are used on a boat, Ematalton on Shabbos, you can't move them on Shabbos. Emay Mechusan Agabe Kalim, if you had been using them for covers of like barrels, or Agabe Ochlin, or for food, Harika Kichizikala Kalim, then they're like covers. Ematalton on Shabbos, then you can move them on Shabbos. Again, as long as they had a perfect purpose beforehand. Amar Rebbe Lo Af Agav Rebbe La. Amar Rebbe La, I'm sorry, Amar Rebbe La, Af Agav the Tamer Bekisu Kalim, Fushiel on Torah Kli. Even if they have this board, you have this board that you can use for a cover of a kli, it's only not muksa if you did something to it beforehand. So it has a toar kli, it's still not a board. You gotta shave it a little bit or shape it or do something to give it a toar kli, or else it's still muksa. Kol shenita b'shnayim etatlan osan. Any kli that you could that could be picked up, even with two people, it's still small enough to be called a kli, and therefore you can be metatlan. Bishlosha, switch the gersa. Bishlosha barbal b'chamisha asa. But if you need three, four, or five people to pick it up, it's too heavy. And then what's called, Rav Chaim Kanievsky uses the lashon of kvedon kovan. Its weight is kovea it, and therefore it becomes muksa, like a klishmat al iser. So Amar Bizeira, no. Mikima chat Amar Bishnai mutter. If you say two is mutter, then what's the difference you make? Afila barba chamisha mutter. Right? It's all going to be mutter. What difference should it make? Similarly, Madama Rabbi Mana, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Havan Talia, these types of young men, Tein and Safsol, Rabbi Yudim Barpazi, used to carry the bench of Rabbi Yudim Barpazi, the Savai Messiah Lohon, and these old men used to help him also, right? Everybody used to help, and nobody said anything. Meaning, you see, even something that can be, that takes a lot of people to move is not called muksa. It might be tircha yaseira if you don't really need it, but it's not muksa. Rabbi Elazar b'shem Rabbi Chanina Maisa yevetotel karon shal beis Rabbi b'Shabbos. They carried the wagon of beis Rabbi on Shabbos. So the Gemara says lav kli hu, isn't that pashit? It's a kli. Shalot tomar hol vein tashmishin ella al gav mekoman. No, you might have thought because usually it's not moved and therefore it's muksa. Emetal don shal Shabbos. You might have said that kamash malan. No, they were able to move it and it had the status of a kli and it was not muksa, even though it's usually heavy. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, kupas hagadolos v'sugan hagadolim medalon on Shabbos. If you have these large containers, also you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Shalot tomar hol vish tashmishan b'mkomen metalton osan. Don't think that usually they're not moved; they're stationary. You can't be metalton. No mutter. Rabbi Abba b'shem Shmuel, machbeish mitos, a type of bed press, a klisha malachto leiser metalton osan b'Shabbos. Right, you're allowed to be metalton it on Shabbos, even though it's usually presses, but for whatever purpose, gufo or mekomo. Rabbi b'shem Rav, kovad elyon v'tachton v'tachton osan. If you have the upper or lower pole of a loom, you can move it for whatever reason you need for gufo or mekomo. Chutz mina umdin, except for the posts that go vertically, because those are, I guess, machzor chesem kis, you would never use that for anything else. Amar Rabbi Ba, hadazimar ba'omdin shasham. The ones that could be, that are a problem are the ones that are in there. Sham bavel, because those stick in the ground. Those posts stick in the ground. If we're taking them out, you're going to be making a hole. Aval ba'omdin shekan, but those that are here in Eretz Yisrael, so then in the Talmud Yerushalmi mutter, because those don't go into the ground. Good. But b'shem Rav, kanim v'chavalim shel kuryis, different types of kalim of a weaver, batatalam v'som Shabbos, you're allowed to move them on Shabbos. Madar b'yosi amar. Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yochanan Shaul, Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, Ma'ala Talta Kli Kurius B'Shabbos. Can you be metaltel this Kli that's known as a Kurius, some type of a weaving Kli on Shabbos? Amalei metaltelin. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi answered Rabbi Yochanan, yes. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, lo amar kin. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi had a different version of the conversation. El Rabbi Yochanan Shaul, Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, Ma'ala Talta Kli Kurius B'Shabbos. Amalei ein metaltelin. He said, no. Read Amalei Lam. He said, why? Amalei v'pnei ein metaltelin, because it's never moved. It's never moved during the week. So if it's never moved during the week, it's Muksu Machmas Chesron Kis, and therefore it wouldn't be allowed to be moved. Period. But we got some of the Kalim, Klisham Lachtal Isser, Kilisham Lachter, Muksu Machmas Chesron Kis, and the, before the Gzeira and after the Gzeira. Okay, we'll stop here.